Welcome to Storyline, where everyday people throughout our community talk about the experiences that shape their lives. This week on Storyline, we listen to communications consultant Janet Fox talking with Dr. Harley Affelt. Ms. Fox and Dr. Affelt met in the late 1970s. Ms. Fox as educational reporter for the Twin Cities Sentinel and Dr. Affelt as president of Forsyth Technical Community College. Today, they talk about the founding of the college and its continued evolution.
You know, it was only recently that I found out you were the first employee. I knew you as the president, but I didn't know until very recently how Forsyth Tech started. And that's pretty interesting. How did it start?
I was hired and I came down here from Portsmouth, Virginia. I had been a high school teacher there, and my background was in vocational education. And North Carolina was starting a series of vocational schools. And in Winston-Salem, they were planning to have a industrial education center. And I was selected to be the associate director.
And what had vocational education been up to that point?
Winston-Salem can be very proud of where they've been in vocational industrial education for many, many years. The high school each had different programs. As an example, at Haynes High School, they had machine shop, and at Gray High School, they had machine shop. At Reynolds High School, they had mechanical drawing and printing, and at Atkins High School, they had brick masonry and auto body repair. And so the Industrial Education Center concept was developed to bring all of those in one building or two on the campus on Link Road.
So you're telling me that Forsyth Tech started as a high school program?
Yes, indeed. For the first several years, we had high school students for 3 hours in the morning and 3 hours in the afternoon. They were bused in with the activity buses because the students didn't drive cars at that time. And so we got started offering high school programs for high school students in the daytime and adults at night.
I know you've told me that in the early years among professionals, Forsyth Tech had some not too complimentary names, the Dirty Hands School,
the
College of Last Resort.
The people who work with their hands, and yet we know in our community that we need automobile mechanics and draftsmen and welders, if you will, and so the college got the reputation of training that group of employees, and we were not, of course, into college transfer or transferring the associate degree, associate of applied science degree for those people. And this has all evolved now into a student can come to Forsyth Tech and take 2 years and, in most cases, transfer full credits to a university. These schools now are a very important resource for the universities.
Right. No.
Listen to other stories from our community at StorylineProject.org. Storyline is a project of the Echo Network and is made possible by the generosity of Salem Town, a continuing care retirement community where every life shines and stories are celebrated. Storyline. Make the connection.